Do you think Manny Diaz should be on the hot seat if the Canes don't compete for the ACC title? And that's a fantastic question on your part right there. That's a hot seat. Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, you have 19 of 22 returning starters. North Carolina has got the better quarterback, obviously, in Sam Howell. But they lost their running backs, the receivers. They lost a lot in their weapons. Now, I know the quarterback elevates everything, and maybe Mac was able to really, you know, replace them overall. You know, I'm going to go with you on that. I think he should be in on the hot seat when it's all said and done, if he doesn't, because you've got more experience coming back. You should have a better team. Yeah. Yeah, even though they were picked second to by the writers that cover the ACC, they picked North Carolina to win the division and Miami second. And that's because Manny Diaz hasn't done anything to convince people. When we talk about this season and the proper expectations for this season, it should be this way. They should challenge for the ACC title. They've got 19 of 21 starters returning. They should beat North Carolina. I know North Carolina's got the QB, but the QB lost a ton. So you should be the better team when it's all said and done. You got a ton of experience coming back if you're Manny Diaz. This is the ultimate right now for Manny to prove that he has a chance of being a really good coach, head coach. I know Manny's a terrific defensive coordinator. He's proven that in years past, but he has not proven, not even close, that he's a good head coach. So this is the kind of season that we should expect them to challenge for the ACC championship. I don't expect them to beat Clemson, but I expect them to at least win this division and go out there and challenge. And if you don't, that's an incredible disappointment. Week one for me is a pass. I expect you to lose. I expect you to lose big, but I expect you after that to be not just competitive. I expect you to win pretty much every damn game that's left on the schedule. And if you don't do that, then I am going to be disappointed in Manny. And yes, he should be on the hot seat. Yeah. And if he loses to North Carolina and loses this division, he should be on a hot seat. But here's the problem with the hot seat. The guy that hired him can't put him on a hot seat. Do you know why? Because the guy that hired him is also going to get fired if you fire Manny Diaz. Because think about it. This is his only hire. He didn't hire Larrañaga. He didn't hire Katie Meyer. He's not making any of the impactful hires. Right? So then if you can't nail the hire on the football side, then that's where the AD is going to end up burning himself. And that's where the politics step in. You know, will Blake James put him on the hot seat? I don't think so, because that's his boy. And if Blake James puts Manny Diaz on the hot seat, he's basically putting Manny Diaz and Blake James on the hot seat. And when and if Manny fails, he's taking Blake James with him. At least that's what you would do if you're the president, correct? You look around, you say, well, wait a minute. I mean, this was your hire, right? And we've invested all of this in football and the coaches. We had to pay $4 million to Temple to get him away because you were convinced he's the guy. We could have saved $4 million. And now you're going to fire him? Well, you know what? Pack up your things. You're going with him. I mean, I'm just being honest. I got nothing against Blake James. I don't know him from a hole in the wall. Okay? But I know this. His job is to make the football program excel. And if you hired the wrong head coach, you kind of set your program back again and again and again and again. And we're all kind of tired of watching this program get sent back. So, yes, there's no doubt in my mind that Manny Diaz has to be on a hot seat. Yes, big time.